This talks, this is dictating on Roy Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R, Weber, Roy, R-O-Y, the date of birth is 6-7-44, and the date of visit is 7-5-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Patricia Fredette. That is F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E, Fredette, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, M-D. Next, the next paragraph is present illness. This is a 78-year-old white male with a past history of COPD. Has been experiencing bloody mucus that he usually sees on his tongue and mouth when he wakes up in the morning. This has been ongoing for more than 6 months. The patient also states that he has black stools and sometimes had sore throat, and he has been spitting up the bloody mucus, and it clears up during the course of the day. He also was seen by GI for evaluation of the same. And apparently there was no active GI bleed that was discovered, and a CT scan of the face and neck showed no lesion in the oropharynx to explain the symptoms of bloody mucus in the mouth. There were no tongue lesions observed as well. And the patient was then advised to have a pulmonary evaluation done in addition to an ENT evaluation. At the present time, the patient has no shortness of breath. He has no cough or active hemoptysis, denies wheezing, and has no chest pains. The most recent CAT scan done on 7/1/22 showed mild bibasilar atelectasis and changes of radiculobactomy, as well as stable 5 millimeter pleural based left lung nodules, and no evidence of any metastatic disease within the chest. There were mild reticular opacities in the subpleural zone. And no discrete masses were seen. The next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history has included history for COPD and history for hypertension. He has chronic kidney disease and history of brain damage from toxic exposure to brake fluid when he worked as a mechanic, as well as history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. He was found to have a non-small cell carcinoma of the left upper lobe and had the right upper lobe, and had a right upper lobectomy done in February of 2019. He had prostate cancer for which he had prostate biopsy and radiation therapy. Also had an appendectomy remotely as well as a cholecystectomy. Had bilateral inguinal herniotomies. And also had a ventral hernia repair with mesh placement and a history of colon surgery for tubular adenoma. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked. For approximately 12 years, a pack per day, and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next line, family history. Father died in an accident. Mother as well died in an explosion. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, medication list, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Cardizem 120 milligrams BID, midodrine 5 milligrams BID, nitroglycerin PRN, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, and Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 85, respiration is 20, temps 97.2, weight is 184, saturation 99 on room air. HENT abnormophallic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected. No evidence of bleeding in the mouth, and tongue had no lesions. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly or venous distension. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions, scattered visas on the upper lung fields, but no crackles. Heart sounds are regular, heart sounds are irregular, as one on S2, with no definite murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, the mild varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex in the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is possible hemoptysis versus oropharyngeal bleeding. Number three is a history of non-small cell lung cancer status post radical lobectomy. Number four is hyperlipidemia. Number five is gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Plan the patient. Can you also mention number six is mild interstitial lung disease. Next, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate him for any active pulmonary bleeding versus recurrence of lung tumors. He also was advised to get a coagulation profile and a CBC. The risks of bronchoscopy, including pneumothorax, bleeding, and respiratory failure, are all explained. And a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks, orally if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Copy for Dr. Patricia Fredette from New Smyrna Beach. Thank you.